Dear American liberals of all ages and all pronouns, hello from Israel. We've had a pretty rocky 2 years, haven't we? It's natural. Every long-distance relationship goes through rough times, but now that the bombings have stopped and... Now that the bombings have stopped and the ringing in our ears is almost gone, we can finally talk. So I just wanted to say... What the hell was that?
Several stars and filmmakers in Hollywood are signing an open letter to take a stand against the war in Gaza. So far, more than 4,000 people have signed that letter. It's called Film Workers for Palestine. They are pledging not to work with Israeli film institutions that have been, quote, implicated in genocide and apartheid against the Palestinian people. Well, some of the signatures include award-winning big names like director Ava DuVernay and then actors Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, no. Mark Ruffalo is angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. What are you doing, Hollywood? Boycotting the Israeli film industry? You know who else does that? The Israeli government. The extreme right Israeli government, time after time, attacks Israeli films for being pro-Palestinian, for the depiction of the Israeli army, and now Hollywood joins the attack? And not just Hollywood.
Pitzer College in Claremont, California, has closed its study abroad program with the University of Haifa in Israel. According to the National Chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine, Pitzer has become the first U.S. school to impose an institution-wide boycott of an Israel study abroad program.
45% of the students in the University of Haifa are Arab. In general, Israeli academia is liberal and progressive. And therefore, you guessed it, is being attacked by the far-right Israeli government. So why are you attacking it too? Can't we have peace among nerds? Speaking of nerds, let's talk about the Israeli tech industry there. Silicon Desert, if you will. Almost half of Israeli tech companies reported investment cancellations since the war in Gaza began. Although for the past 3 years, Israel's tech industry is one of the biggest groups protesting against Netanyahu's government week after week in the streets, and these are tech nerds. They hate going outside and interacting with humans, but they do it for the cause. What are you doing for the cause? What are you doing, Peter Beinart, one of the most influential liberal Jewish voices in the U.S.? Surely you can help us, Israeli liberals?
I thought that the answer could be a Jewish state alongside a Palestinian state. I came to the conclusion more recently that that vision is no longer tenable.
Why? The one-state solution is exactly what Israel's current extreme crazy government wants, and America's religious right is supporting it by sending billions of dollars to help achieve that vision. And what are you liberals sending us? Open letters? The right is sending open checks. We're striving for a better Israel, and whether you like it or not, you also have a stake in this goal, at least the Jews among you. The better Israel is doing, the better you are perceived. Bad Jews make things harder for good Jews. And you owe us for Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and Bernie Madoff. We took the hit and didn't complain. So don't give up on us. We are fighting here. I'm fighting. I used to criticize our government on my television show for years till Netanyahu got it canceled. Sound familiar? See? We are not that different. Actually, you of all people should relate to our situation. We lost a crucial election, and now you're watching everything we built, everything we fought for, being destroyed right before our eyes. The only difference is we in Israel don't have term limits. So Netanyahu could still be ruining the country decades from now as an AI hologram with his Secretary of Defense, Grok. What I'm saying is, you don't have to sabotage Israeli art and culture and academia and businesses. Netanyahu's government has already got that covered. Instead, why not try helping us? Helping us rebuild Israel as a democratic, liberal country. Helping us to get rid of these radical forces which are leading us to a disaster. If you like supporting marginalized groups who've been abused by Israel's government, we're right here. Instead of freeing Palestine from the river to the sea, help us free Israel.